This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Talks in Sweden between the United States and North Korea have broken off, with the two sides offering contradictory assessments of their progress. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The State Department describes the talks as good discussions that it intends to build on in 2 weeks. But North Korea's chief negotiator says the talks on Pyongyang's nuclear program have broken down, blaming it on the U.S. for not discarding its old stance and attitude. The State Department maintains the North's comments do not reflect the content or the spirit of the talks that took place in Stockholm Saturday. Diplomatic ties between the U.S. and North Korea have been static since the February breakdown of a second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. Ben Thomas, Washington.
While most Republican leaders have been silent or supportive of President Trump's public call for another foreign government to investigate his political rival Joe Biden, the president lashed out Saturday at Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney. In a series of tweets, Trump defended his comments and lashed out at critics, calling the impeachment proceedings in the House a fraud against the American people. Traveling in Greece, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo dismissed questions about Trump's attempts to push Ukraine and China to investigate the former vice president.
We wanted to make sure that they didn't interfere in our election in 2016. We wanted to make sure that if we underwrote Javelin missile systems, something that the previous administration refused to do, we wanted to make sure that we were doing this with a government that was straight up.
In his own tweet on Friday, Senator Romney said that it strains credulity to suggest that it's anything other than politically motivated, noting that the only American citizen that President Trump has singled out for this investigation is his political opponent. This is VOA News. Unknown gunmen attacked the offices of television stations in the Iraqi capital Baghdad Saturday amidst the unrest gripping the country. The Saudi-owned Al Arabiya news channel says that masked gunmen wearing black clothes stormed the offices of the station Saturday evening, beat up some of the employees, and smashed equipment before they fled. Two other private stations were also attacked. Meanwhile, Iraqi security forces fired live ammunition and tear gas at demonstrators Saturday, killing 19 and wounding dozens in Baghdad alone on the fifth day of anti-government protests. The death toll from the protests in Baghdad and several southern Iraqi cities has risen to nearly 100. Protesters returned to the streets of Hong Kong Saturday in face masks just hours after a ban on those masks took effect. Lucy Fielder has details.
Many protesters were undeterred by the mask ban and marched through this central district. Others took to a Hong Kong shopping mall to read out a declaration of a provisional government, calling for the suspension of the chief executive and the cabinet. The UN human rights chief slammed the face mask ban and called for an investigation after the past week saw the worst outbreak of violence so far. Businesses, too, are suffering in an economy on the edge of recession. And the shutdown of metro stations, many shopping malls and supermarkets is a new blow.
That's Lucy Fielder of Reuters. French investigators say that evidence suggests the suspect in Thursday's deadly attack at police headquarters had embraced radical Islam. For VOA, Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
The assailant did not have a criminal record, but the prosecutor described signs of radicalism, citing witnesses and other evidence. He said the Martinique-born suspect, identified by officials as Mikael H., converted to Islam about a decade ago and allegedly voiced support for a number of atrocities in the name of Islam, including the deadly 2015 terrorist attack on the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. He reportedly avoided contact with women and more recently shunned Western dress. Authorities say before buying the knives, the man also exchanged more than 30 religious text messages with his wife, who is still being held for questioning. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
And British police say the wife of an American diplomat has left the country after she became a suspect in a fatal traffic accident. The accident left a 19-year-old man dead after his motorcycle collided with a car near Oxford. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.